KTAR.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
And welcome to hour number two of the final Computer Corner radio show for the year that is 2004. We're kind of reflecting back on tech for 2004, the emergence of the iPod. Actually,
the iPod is like the hottest product on the market that has to do with technology at all.
It wasn't.
I know, you don't like the iPod, I know.
John's
dude,
mad.
You're getting a Dell.
Well, no, it wasn't that the iPod came out in 2004. It just came to be the dominant leader. I mean, it was always the leader, but people figured out, hey, this thing is cool. And I believe it's like a 90% market share or something. And now
they have really good advertising, I think, which helps.
And they have that black and red one now.
Because I had something that I think is cooler than the iPod, too. Don't worry, I don't have an iPod. It's made by Creative Labs. And it's called a Nomad. And it stores more, and it does more, and it does it better than.
But it doesn't have that cool wheel.
Actually, you know what? Their interface is a little bit cool.
Yeah.
That's all
I can say. The iPod interface is definitely cool.
And they always have really cool-looking products because they're so just simple-looking and clean.
And the family technology expert that I brought in to talk about the best of 2004 decided to choose an item that's not even available yet.
What kind of screening do we have on these so-called product experts?
PSP, I don't know. Sony PSP is not available yet, so don't go scrambling for this thing that Taylor said it's the hottest thing in 2004. It's not even out yet.
And let's not say the Xbox either, because that was like from the past, right?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, let's go to our Geek Speak of the Week, shall we? Very, very good one. Every week we try to bring you a little aperitif of the digital age, a little word that you can use in cocktail parties to sound very in the know.
Hey, John, in 10 words or less, define aperitif.
I don't know.
There you go. Hey.
Beautiful.
Three words. He covered it. So this week's Geek Speak of the Week is onosecond.
Onosecond.
Onosecond. Yeah, it's the minuscule fraction of time in which you realize you've just made a big mistake.
Oh, it's the oh no second.
Yeah.
I see now. Oh no.
Oh no.
Which is
second.
Probably not exactly the words you're saying when you feel that. Sensation.
Well, that's what you recognize before you say the next word, which typically is
oh shucks,
yeah, not arable.
Oh darn.
So yeah, oh no, second. That's and if you're out there listening to this show, I guarantee you're listening because you've experienced one, nay, two, no,
nay.
More like
did you say nay,
nay. Hundreds of oh no seconds in your life, and that's why you're listening. And hopefully, you can learn from others' mistakes on this show so that you can avoid a few of those oh no seconds. Our download of the week is DeepNet Explorer. It's a secure version of Internet Explorer. Chad downloaded it and played with it and found it to be very very nice to use.
Did you say DeepNet Explorer?
DeepNet.
Does it come from the deep depths of the net?
Imagine, if you will, a browser that can fight pop-ups, that's got plugins, that can even detect phishing scams.
And those would be?
DeepNet Explorer. So it's basically just a different way to surf the web with a tabular interface. It's kind of an interesting thing. So if you're looking for an Internet Explorer alternative, check out DeepNet Explorer. I believe it's just a reworked version of Internet Explorer. As
I think actually it looks like it adds on to Internet Explorer, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a plug-in or an add-on too. That makes it more secure.
And then it had add-ons too, so it's like putting like 16 monkeys on your back.
Jamon, let's go to the phones and see if we can help D. D, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Is it D?
Yep, you got it.
All right. Hey, what's on your agenda for the what would be your one piece of technology for 2004 that you think is a must-have?
Oh, it's got to be one of those giant TVs.
It's a theme.
It's Texas Instruments marketing.
DLP?
Their evil ploy.
Yeah, no, hey, listen, a large, whether they're flat panel, rear projection, whatever, something huge with a really sharp picture, it's kind of brings a tear to your eye,
dude,
doesn't
I was ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah,
it's addicting.
You're way behind the curve.
Come on, man.
You're still doing low res.
But it's HD ready, and I got it a couple years ago, so yeah. I was ahead of the curve, dude.
Yeah, you're not ready.
I just got to plug in the
D,
right
what's signal. Going on with your Toshiba that we can help you with?
Oh, I've got a Toshiba laptop that's got a wireless connector, and it'll, I can go to like Adware or Spybot, and I can check for updates and it goes and finds it, no problem. But if I try to load the regular internet browser, it says cannot find page or page cannot be displayed.
Ooh, I got a good idea for you. Are you in front of it right now?
What's that?
Are you in front of it now?
Yeah.
Okay, if you're in front of it and you click on Tools and come down to Internet Options.
Uh-huh.
This is within Internet Explorer.
Right.
Then we click on the Connections tab.
Okay.
And then one more click. Stick with me here on the LAN settings. L is in llama.
Yep.
A is in apple. And N is in Nancy.
Right.
In there, make sure that there are several boxes. None of them should be checked. Specifically, the one that says proxy server. Use a proxy server. If that's checked, you're going to have all kinds of problems. If it's unchecked, you're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, the proxy server box is unchecked. The only box that's checked, it says automatically detect settings.
Let's go ahead and uncheck that as well.
Okay.
And you're going to say okay and apply to all those things. And
are you what page are you trying to go to? What site?
Well, I've tried Google, I've tried eBay, I've tried just Microsoft just now.
What kinds of programs do you have that are meant to protect you while you're on the internet?
McAfee.
McAfee what?
Virus protection.
Is that it? You don't have any firewall programs or?
No, I don't have the firewall.
Is this Windows XP?
This is 98 SE.
Windows 98 SE.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So did we try unchecking that? And is it something where you have to dial up to connect, or are you always on?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's a DSL. Let me just hit refresh.
It's wireless, right. He's on a wireless connection. Too.
Right.
But he's able to get out to, and obviously if we had the time, we could run him through ping. And
next step, if it was in front of me, I'd start trying to ping things and see if I can ping. If it doesn't let me, I'd try pinging IP addresses versus names to see if it's a resolution problem.
And he probably has no idea what we're talking
about. Yeah, I mean, there's lots and lots of steps to kind of troubleshoot this to get
Is this something that used to work that now doesn't, or it's never worked?
Yeah, it used to work, and...
it's real easy. What did you do to screw it up and then just undo that?
Well, we just put it away, and I picked it up probably 2 months later because I had some stuff I needed to do, not at the main computer, and it would not connect.
I've got the
wireless utility from it's a D-Link card, and it says connection's good.
Yeah. Well, that connection is to your base station, not to the internet.
Right.
But you've also done other things, though, like you said, download updates from other programs that work.
Yeah.
So.
Like I went on to Adware and it said search for updates, and it searched. And found them, and that was it. So.
Right. So did my fix do anything for you at all?
No. I hit refresh, and it didn't.
Close the browser, reopen it. It sounds like it gets a little technical. The TCP/IP stack has been damaged.
Either that or something is wrong with Internet Explorer. The other thing that you might check, you got a couple options. You can get real technical or take it to somebody who can get real technical for you, who can figure out what the problem is, or you could try downloading. Well, you're not going to be able to do that very easily.
Yeah, to download it on another machine, burn it to CD, and bring it over to this machine.
Yeah, I was going
to
say download an alternate browser like our free download of the week this week, or
Firefox
is a great browser out there from Mozilla.
Yeah, I tried that, and that didn't go either.
All right.
I've got Mozilla on there.
And it won't connect either?
No.
Then you have a core operating system issue that something has corrupted the...
In Windows 98, it was fairly common for that TCP/IP stack, as we refer to it in the biz, to get corrupted.
Uh-huh. You have internet access through other computers?
That's correct.
Okay, go looking for... There are repair tools, TCP/IP repair tools, for especially for 98.
Okay.
So just get onto Google and type, I keep trying to remember the name of it, that software, that program that we used to use all the time, try to fix this stuff.
Yeah.
Or just put into Google corrupt TCP/IP.
Uh-huh.
TCP/IP.
Right.
Okay.
And you'll find a lot of resources out there that there are tools. There's some free tools.
There are some specific to Windows 98 that you want to look for.
Are you a subscriber to our newsletter?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Okay, I was going to say, because we do a follow-up that whenever there's issues like this that we can't answer on the air, we put that in the follow-up newsletter.
So here's what you do, D.
Uh-huh.
Right now on a computer that does browse, go subscribe to our newsletter at datadoctors.com. Just look for the subscribe box.
Okay.
Follow the instructions there. It's going to send you a confirmation email. You got to say, yeah, it's really me who's subscribing. You'll be on the newsletter, and do this like in the next half an hour or so, just in case Chad's real ahead of the ballpark here.
He's not.
Real ahead of the game.
Nah.
He's going to be sending out a newsletter probably realistically Monday.
Okay.
That we're going to talk about.
We'll find a tool. We'll find this tool.
So fix the stack.
If you don't want to go and find it now, and you just want to wait and be lazy, we'll take care of it for you in our newsletter.
And look for your name in that newsletter. It'll say D called in and had this problem.
Yeah.
And we recommend this piece of software, depending on which operating system you're on.
Here's a utility that you can use.
That'll be perfect.
All right.
Thank you very much.
So kick back and go buy some holiday gifts and have some cheer.
You got notes on that, Chad?
Oh, he's on it.
Thumbs up, he says.
He's all over it.
Excellent.
Like ugly on a baby.
What?
You know, newborns.
I have a beautiful baby.
No,
what
they're gorgeous after a couple of hours, but that.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
Where's my?
Yeah. All right. How about like white on rice?
Yeah. You know, speaking of white on rice, yes. We are so late for a break.
Let's get it.
It actually hurts.
All right.
Like ugly on a baby. We're going to take a break. I don't know what that means at all, but we're going to take a break. We're going to figure out what that means when we come back. We're going to talk to Rick, who appears to be online but can't browse. Sounds a lot like Dee's problem, huh?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see if it's the same.